This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Well, now you're starting to see the market tumble, just as I've been warning for many years. And this is a good time to thank yourself. If you have sold your stocks and bonds and you've deleveraged your financial situation and you've been sitting in cash or T-bills, you know, treasuries or something like that, gold even, you know, I'm going to talk about the crash that's already unfolding. The evidence is now clear. People are panicking. The markets are panicking. The so-called everything bubble is collapsing and people are going to get wiped out because people, I mean, let's face it, the average investor has no idea how stock markets work. And so they weren't ahead of the curve like you were, pulling your investments and switching over to cash. The name of the game, as I've been saying for several years now, is to simply not lose your money. And how do you not lose money? Well, you convert it to something that is a store of wealth, a store of wealth. And I got to say up front here, and then I'm going to get into more details of the crash, but gold is a store of wealth. Gold and silver. And even, frankly, even firearms, if they're legal for you to own, ammunition and so on, land. These are stores of wealth. And if you can own them free and clear, that's key. You don't want to leverage yourself. The reason gold is a store of wealth, you know, some naysayers say, but the price of gold keeps fluctuating up and down. No, the value of gold is always the same. It's the price of the dollar that keeps fluctuating. So if you express the value of gold in dollars, of course, the value of gold is going to appear to fluctuate because you're expressing it in the value of a currency that is fluctuating. Does that make sense? The dollar moves up and down. Gold doesn't. Gold buys you about the same thing today that it did, frankly, 100 years ago, 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago. Gold is a store of wealth, and it will always be an asset, and it will always have value. It can always be traded for whatever currency happens to exist at the present time. But dollars, oh my, and stocks and bonds and even real estate that's in bubble areas, that's speculation. And so if you want to store wealth, you can't store it in something that is subject to an instantaneous collapse, which is why I've, of course, urged people for many years to beware of Bitcoin. And I started warning people even more urgently over a year ago, saying, you know, this rise in Bitcoin, it's which eventually went up to almost $20,000, that this rise is insane. It can't be sustained. You know, and all the Bitcoin people were like, no, it's going to a million. And watch my hilarious animation on Brighteon.com. It's called Buttcoin versus Shitcoin. And it's a really funny animation. I actually voiced the two characters in that animation. A lot of people thought that was quite hilarious, except the people who owned Bitcoin. Of course, Bitcoin has now crashed to almost $3,000. It's hovering in the $3,000 range. So if you consider that it's gone from, you know, $20,000 to, let's say, $3,000, that's over an 80% drop. It's approaching 85% loss. That's a wipeout, folks. That's a wipeout. And that's just a precursor of things to come. I predict there will be a 50% plunge in the stock market at minimum. It could go 60, it could go 70%. That correction has been lining up for a long time. The bond market will suffer a similar collapse, and real estate markets, depending on the area, will also suffer 50, 60, 70% collapse. But guess what won't collapse? Oh, gold. Huh, funny how that works. Even holding a little bit of cash, not too much because currency is all, you know, fiat currency is not a wise thing to have in large numbers, but a little bit of cash for emergency use is not a bad idea. But silver is a great idea. Gold and silver can always be converted into cash, whatever the cash is at that time. Even if the dollar fails and they roll out some new currency, you can always trade gold for that new currency. Yeah, this is important. And by the way, I've mentioned this before, but it's worth repeating. Gold is an element of the cosmos. Gold is, again, it's an element on the web of the table of elements. you know how you have, you know, carbon, oxygen, nitrogen, you know, phosphorus, what have you, palladium, you know, mercury. Gold is on there. Gold, AU. That's the symbol, gold. And silver is on there, AG. Gold and silver are elements. And what does that mean? Well, it means that gold was created in the explosions of stars. That's how you create new elements, by the way. Humankind cannot create gold. Did you know that? So nobody can manufacture more of it. Whereas with Bitcoin, they can always just change the rules as they're doing all the time. They have, oh, new Bitcoin Cash, new fork, you know, Bitcoin for fools fork. And they keep creating new Bitcoins all the time, which means scarcity is a myth. But gold, you can't create gold, because if you could, if man could create gold, then they would have already done so. And the market would be flooded with gold. Gold would be everywhere. You can't create gold. So scarcity is built in, and it's expensive to dig up or even to mine from asteroids. It's very, very expensive, which is why no one's doing it yet. So gold has automatic scarcity. Gold cannot be created by man, that is. And importantly, gold cannot be destroyed by man. And of course, I'm using the term man generically. I mean, people, man and women, men and women, and I guess everybody in between. Even gender fluid people cannot destroy gold. Try as they might. That's crazy. I mean, they can magically transform from a man to a woman, but they cannot change gold into something that isn't gold. That's amazing. And have you ever tried to burn gold? If you've never tried to burn gold, I challenge you. This is a very important psychological experiment to help shore up your understanding of why gold is so valuable. Try to burn gold. You know what you get? Melted gold. Oh, that's amazing. You know why? Because gold doesn't burn. Huh. That's funny. That's interesting. Gold doesn't burn. You can set gold on fire and gold won't burn. And I mean, you can try to set it on fire. You can douse it in gasoline. And when you burn it, what do you have left? Gold. The only thing that's burning is the gas. Gold is not a hydrocarbon, people. Gold is not even a molecule. Gold is an element. The element cannot be created or destroyed through normal processes. And what does that mean? It means gold cannot vanish. So if you own gold and you understand that it cannot vanish and that it always has an inherent value, it means that gold is a store of wealth. Because gold has industrial uses. Gold has use in dentistry. Gold has use in, you know, communications. There's gold in your cell phone, a little bit, not much. There's gold in circuits. There's gold in all kinds of things. Gold is used in even medical devices and so on. It's an inert metal. It has amazing properties. It conducts electricity extremely well. It is highly malleable. It can be hammered so thin that it's only one atom thick. Did you know that? You can make gold foil that weighs almost nothing. And in fact, you can buy gold foil if you want. It's like aluminum foil, but it's paper thin. I mean, actually thinner than paper, way thinner than paper. Nevertheless, that's just a little oddity to keep in mind. Gold cannot be destroyed, which means that, I mean, let's compare this. Let's say that you have three vaults in your home, okay? Let's play this game. This is a what-if scenario. You have three vaults in your home. Vault number one, you have stacks and stacks of dollars, like $100 bills, full, suitcases full. You know, like you see in the movies, drug dealers. Maybe you have a massive money laundering operation and you haven't had a chance to launder it all yet. So you've got stacks of $100 bills, a whole vault full. That's like almost as much as Obama sent to Iran when he did massive international money laundering to make sure Iran could build nuclear weapons, by the way. But now you've got it in your vault. Okay? Remember Obama flew that cargo plane full of cash into Iran? Just total felony crime, massive money laundering, but nothing ever happens to Democrats. Nevertheless, you got a vault full of cash. Let's say you also have a second vault full of Bitcoin wallets, like thumb drives, let's say, and each thumb drive has a Bitcoin wallet. And you have a third vault that's full of gold, physical gold, gold bars. You've been a gold collector. You have all the gold. Like tons of gold. Okay. You have three vaults. Now, here's the amazing thing. Two out of the three vaults can have their value instantaneously destroyed by outside factors. In other words, vault number one, full of cash dollars. That cash can become worthless overnight, even though no one ever broke into that vault. Understand? Because the dollar can collapse. The value of the dollar can collapse. It's fiat currency. There's no inherent value in the dollar bills. So that value can collapse overnight. No one broke into your vault. Nobody stole your dollars, but suddenly it's worthless. Boom, wiped out. Vault number two, your Bitcoin vault. That can also become worthless overnight. And not just from Bitcoin collapsing, but also from an EMP attack. Takes out the internet. With no internet, Bitcoin has no value. Big fat zero, right? So anything can happen. Even maybe the blockchain can be stolen with a 51% attack and they just steal all your wallets externally. Guess what? All your Bitcoin's worthless. Your Bitcoin vault has now zero value. Your gold vault. Here's the question. Is there anything that can happen outside your vault in the world that can steal the value of your gold or collapse the value of your gold? And the answer is there's almost zero chance. The only thing that could do that is if a giant golden meteor slammed into Earth and unleashed billions of tons of gold onto the market, then yes, your gold value would collapse. But unless you think there's a giant golden meteor flying around the universe that's going to just magically slam into the Earth and unleash gold, then no, there's nothing that can collapse the value of your gold in your gold vault. And the same goes with silver or palladium or platinum or copper or any other. I mean, these are elements that we're talking about here. All those things are elements. Why does copper have value? Because it's an element. Cu is the symbol for copper. And copper has value because you can't just create it from nothing. And you also can't destroy it. Copper is copper. You burn copper, you still get copper. Melted copper. So if you're trying to think about how do you survive this market crash, how do you protect yourself from the volatility that's coming in the financial markets? Actually, it's already here, by the way. And I've been warning about this now for 10 years. Since the 2008 crash, I've accurately predicted that this moment was coming. And here it is. And I've said consistently, repeatedly, you probably know if you've heard my podcast, how do you protect yourself from that? Well, you transfer, in other words, you exchange the assets that you have that are that have the risk of crashing. You change those assets into assets that cannot be destroyed. So you take dollars and you buy gold, or you sell stocks and you buy land. You know, obviously a lot of things, farmland, land that has water on it, land that can produce food and so on. That's a whole different discussion. But you sell things that can be destroyed. You sell your Bitcoin, you buy gold. Actually, I did that and I talked about that publicly. I actually had excess solar energy at one of my installations in Arizona. It was one of our offices. We have offices in different cities all over the world, by the way. And so I installed solar in Tucson, and we had excess solar energy. So I put Bitcoin mining machines in place to use the excess solar energy instead of selling it back to the power company. And using the excess sun energy, I was mining Bitcoins. And I generated thousands of dollars in Bitcoin. And then I sold the Bitcoin and bought gold. And so I actually converted sunlight into gold through that mechanism and still have that gold today. Isn't that interesting? So people who bought Bitcoin have lost up to 85% of their value, or 80% plus. People who converted Bitcoin to gold still have the gold. What do you know? Funny how that works, isn't it? Because dare I say, when it comes to Bitcoin versus gold, bullshit walks, as they say, and gold talks. Gold is real. Bitcoin is bullshit. And by the way, dollars are also bullshit, if you don't mind me using a little more profanity here. And so is the stock market valuation and bonds and municipal bonds even. Oh my gosh, many cities are going broke. States are going broke. Corporations, many of them are going broke. There's a lot that's going to collapse. And don't be left holding that empty money bag when that day comes. You need to, if you haven't already, let this be your final warning, because it's coming. The crash is coming. People are going to be absolutely wiped out. And the way to avoid doing that is to convert the risk the risky assets or risk susceptible assets into things that cannot be stolen or destroyed. And that's a very short list. But I've already mentioned that list many times. It's gold, silver, good, valuable land, you know, farmable land, firearms and ammunition where it's legal. Even fuel has value. Tools have value. Tractors have value. And I've mentioned before, that's why I like to buy old 1970s John Deere tractors. Why? Because they're EMP proof. And a tractor can convert fuel into food through farming and agriculture operations. So, and you can repair them yourself. Like a normal human being can repair them. They don't have software. They don't have updates. They don't have electronics. They just work. You put diesel in them. You put oil in them. You put transmission fluid, you know, hydraulic fluid for a tractor. They just work. So when it all hits the fan, I've got, you know, gold, a tractor, land, storable food, firearms, ammunition. And what do other people have? All the people who were mocking preppers, what do they have after the collapse? Well, they have a bank account with a big fat zero. They can't even log in. The computers don't work. They've got nothing. And a bunch of empty paper dollars under their mattress that are worthless. They've got nothing. They will starve. They will whore out their bodies. They will prostitute themselves for a meal. That's happening in Venezuela, by the way. I don't mean to get graphic, but that's what people will do. Just to have a meal. Seriously. Yeah. When they, you know, they could have thought ahead. They could have planned ahead. They could have done something else. But no, they wanted to stay in the stock market because they thought that it's going to keep going up forever. That's what CNBC told them. Jim Cramer told them. So they believed it. And there's a cost for being a fool. If you believe that nonsense, you will pay a dear cost for it. Don't be that person. Take precautions now. Read my website, newstarget.com. I've also got collapse.news that will keep you informed on this topic in particular. Collapse.news. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.